Hello.
Hi, hi, Mae.
Hey, thanks for the call back.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Is
Carter there?
Yeah, he's here. He's probably on the next aisle on that. But, yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah, I was just getting off the phone with Town Square, and you know how you're saying, like, they kind of, like, claw at you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying, I just kind of want to go through again what, here, I'll smoke up with 10, about what you're offering and, like, what y'all, not guaranteed, but y'all plan on doing for us as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you want me to go through everything, or is there anything in particular, or?
Because I know y'all do the website, y'all help us with the logo.
Website, logo, we'll get you on all the directory listings, we'll be able to list you with up to 60 of them. We'll get you on the local map section for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. We'll get you on mobile devices like iPhones,
right.
Androids, tablets, voice-activated
yeah.
systems like Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be everything included with that package. I mean, again, you know, like I already mentioned yesterday, if you wanted to add other things on, you know, you can do that, like Facebook ads, Google ads,
right.
whatever it may be. You do have that ability as well. So
okay. They were saying something about y'all's prices and why y'all were so, I guess, competitive compared to theirs, and they were kind of like putting a little scenario of, like, you know, you kind of like get what you pay for type thing, because I was telling them, like, y'all were very similar to them, but they were, you know, they don't have the devices. I was telling them about you guys offering that, being partners with Google, and they're, I don't know, they're being real, kind of like firm with me. Pretty much say not to go with you guys, yeah.
Firm, like, okay. Well, I mean, you know, personally, I'm not the type of person that's ever going to talk badly about another company.
Right.
I just don't think that it's good etiquette, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because everybody's experience is completely different, you know, with everything
right.
in life. So, like, I hear a ton of bad people that have bad experiences with HomeAdvisor, and then there's that one, right, that just has this absolutely amazing experience with HomeAdvisor. And, I mean, that's great for them, you know. I mean,
yeah.
that's wonderful. But, you know, I'm just not that type of person, personally. I'm giving you a really, really good discount on this.
You are, yeah.
I mean, normally, I don't know if you checked out our website that I sent you, but normally the price of this package is $399 with a $299 setup fee. So
mm-hmm.
I went ahead and I waived that setup fee altogether, and then I brought it down to $149. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No, I think we do want to go with it, yeah. I mean, both of me and my partner do agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me go ahead and get you set up. But did you find out with the website what you want to do?
With the website that they made already?
Or
with
yeah.
the website that you guys are going to make?
With the website that, with the website that they made. Did you find out what you wanted to do with that?
They do have that verification code for Google.
Oh, they do have it?
Yeah.
Okay. So ultimately, we're just going to need to get the, first we'll go to them and ask for it. And
okay.
then we'll be able to go, if they won't give it to us, we'll go to Google and go ahead and get that from them if they won't give it to us. So, okay.
Okay.
All right. So, just to kind of explain to you what I'm going to do. So I'm just going to go ahead and get some basics about your company, set you up for payment. I'm going to review what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. I'm going to set you up for a client interview. We can either do that for later today or for tomorrow, depending on when you're more free. And then you'll be good to go. So let's see here. So I'm going to go ahead and do this. All right. Okay. We're going to be putting it under your name, Jaime, or?
Is there any way to put it under both? I mean.
Well, so one person, basically the card you're going to be paying with, is that going to be under your name or Carter's name?
I'll go ahead and put that under my card.
Okay, so you'll be the main person on the account. I'll go ahead and put Carter as an authorized user. So if he calls in about anything going on with the account, he'll always have access to it. But you'll be the main person on the account then. So your first name is spelled Jaime, right?
Jaime.
Jaime. Okay. And then do you have a middle initial?
I do not.
Okay. And your last name?
Morelos, Morelos.
Okay. And then what's the best email address for you?
You want to go with Morelos, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Jaime. What's the best email address for you?
Does ours work yet? They do work, right? Okay. All right. Can you use CarterBarnes@GrizzlyElectrical.net?
Carter Barnes.
Yeah.
@GrizzlyElectric.net.
And it's CarterBarnes, no E.
Okay.
It's Grizzly Electrical.
Electrical, okay. Electrical, okay. And, all right, perfect. Let's see here. Okay, that worked. And then is the best address for you, is it going to be the 15221 Berry Trail?
Yeah, 15221 Berry Trail. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and get some basics about your company here. So what are your guys' hours of operation? So, like, basically, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
8 a.m. and to about 5 a.m. or 5 p.m., excuse me.
Okay. all right. And then is that Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, and we do electrical, or I mean, emergency calls as well, kind of throughout the weekend, one on off hours.
You want to do weekends by appointment, then?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you do have licensing, right? I mean, it's not required for Google, but that is something that you, okay.
We do. We do. We have insurance. We have the license. What else? LLC, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, what forms of payment are you taking right now? Is it cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
Yeah, all those.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, cash, check, card, Venmo,
right.
Zelle.
Would you be interested in having a call tracking number? I'm not, if you know what basically this is a business line. So this would be a number that would be listed online that's not actually your personal phone number. But the great thing with our call tracking numbers, Jaime, is they come with an app. And so basically you can add more than one line to it. You can filter calls. I mean, it really is just kind of a great tool to have. Would that be something you'd be interested in? Okay.
Yeah. What do you think about, Google phone number? Would you want to get that? Yes. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, and it doesn't cost anything extra. It's included in the package. So.
Okay.
I did just text you the application for it. It's just all you have to do is fill in your phone number and your email. So just have that filled out for your client interview. Okay?
Okay.
And then, so I'm assuming Carter's last name is Barnes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to add him as an authorized user. Okay. And then, okay, so the services you offer, obviously you do electrical. I mean, give me like 5 keywords of things that you do. Do you do...
Keywords?
Yeah, just start with, like, 5.
Okay, like, electrical panel upgrades, EV chargers, generators, whole home or portable. What else?
Plugs?
Rewires, anything, like, plugs and switches, like, service.
Okay.
Plugs.
I mean, I guess, yeah, you say plug.
Okay. Okay. And then, let's see here. So you are going to want the website that we're making, though, right? I mean, I guess mostly what I was asking about the website is, did you find out if they're going to, like, charge you for your website to leave, or if they're going to, you know, let you keep it? Like, did you find out anything about that?
No. We're just going to start new, if that's all right.
Okay, that's totally fine. Okay. So let's go ahead and, okay, one second. So let's go ahead and schedule your client interview. So now, would you rather do it later today or tomorrow? Actually, I'm pretty booked later today. We have tomorrow, but the earliest that we could do it would be... 10 to 11?
10 to 11? No, for...
This would be tomorrow.
Yeah, for tomorrow. That's fine.
Okay. So the phone call will not...
We'll get somebody talk.
Okay.
Yeah, so the phone call is not going to take an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with someone before you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So... And, okay, so here, I have you set in for then, now, okay, so, for billing, it's going to be, the same address, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry.
Sorry, it's going to be a different address for the billing.
Oh, okay. No problem. Let me go ahead and put this in real quick. Okay. All right. Okay, and for the billing, what is going to be that address?
It's going to be 3710 Glenn Muse, G-L-E-N-N, and then Muse as Mary M-E-W-S.
Okay.
And that's going to be at Rowlett, Texas, 75089.
Rowlett, do you mind spelling that one for me? Rowlett?
Yeah. R-O-W-L-E-T-T.
Okay. And the zip code?
75089.
Okay. And is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's going to be a Visa.
All right. Perfect. Okay. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
All right. It's going to be 4342-5801-9072-2611.
Okay. Let me repeat this too. So it's 4342-5801-9072-2611. correct?
Right.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0826.
Okay. And then the three-digit code on the back?
061.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Jaime, is I'm updating and processing payment for the 149. I'm going to read the voice verification to you. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just, you know, stop me, let me know, and I'll go ahead and rephrase it, okay? So it's, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Grizzly Electrical Solutions.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Jaime Morelos III, co-owner.
You're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, Jaime, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know you're working with us already, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, if you do anything else online, just go ahead and let us know, okay?
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of 8/25/2022 in the non-refundable amount of $149. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 25th in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So, and I'm sorry, I think I might have gotten the 3-digit code on the back wrong. It was 061, right?
Correct.
Okay. For some reason, it's giving me a difficult time.
Okay.
It's saying that the CVC is failed.
Really?
Let me just say that it's not like a prepaid card you're using, is it?
No. It's actually a new debit card. It's already activated, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you did activate it? Okay.
Yeah. It's
Let me just, so when I update it, it kind of X's out all the numbers. Let me just get the number from you one more time. Maybe for some reason I was one digit off or something.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
4342-5801-9072-2611.
Okay. Sorry, don't hate me. Do that one more time. So it's 4342?
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
5801.
Okay.
9072.
Okay.
2611.
Okay. Let me try this again. Okay.
And then the expiration was 0826.
Okay.
With the code 061.
Okay. Hold on one second. Okay, and you're sure, though, it is that address? I just want to make sure I have everything correct, because for some reason it's telling me it's not working.
For the 37310?
Yeah, 3710 Glen Muse Rollette 75089, right?
Yeah. Glen Muse, right? G-L-E-N-N?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is it. Okay.
Yeah, it's saying, okay, so what this means is it's the wrong code. So just to clarify, the three-digit code on the back is 061, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonder if I'm getting any, like, emails saying it's, like, fraud or something. Let me check.
Do you have Chase by any chance?
I have Wells Fargo.
Okay, because with Chase, I know that they'll send you a text message, like, instantaneously asking you to verify. But I'm not sure about with Wells Fargo.
All right, well, we can go ahead and do, I guess, this other account I have with Wells Fargo. If you want to try that one.
Sure. Is it still a Visa?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it the same address?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Let's try that.
All right. Let's go with, the numbers are 4426.
Okay.
4413-0376-2607. Sorry, if it was true. Yeah.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0424.
Okay. And then the three-digit code on the back.
890.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. One second. Okay, so even though I'm using a different card number because I tried to run that card more than once, my system is going to let me wait a couple of minutes. So let's see. I'll go ahead and at least in the meantime, I'll send you what I was going to send you anyway. So it's a three-minute YouTube video on exactly how your reporting dashboard works. So you can go ahead and check that out. You know, whenever you get the chance, it's just really informative in seeing how all of that works. I know I've already sent it to you, but I'll send you my extension and phone number again, just so you have it.
Okay.
For your client interview, they will be calling you from the 877 number, that
okay.
I texted you with my extension. So it's 877-635-6225. I always suggest it's just helpful to save that in your phone because a lot of people don't like answering, you know, 877 numbers.
Okay. Here, I'll save it for right now.
Okay.
What was it, 877?
635-6225.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's you? Or
yeah, well, so that's Local Splash. That's the whole company. My extension is 2267. So
okay.
I'll always be the lead on your account. You know, like I said, if at any time you have any questions, you can definitely always reach out to me. But from this point forward, you'll be working with your account management team. But, you know, if you have any concerns or comments or need help with something, you can definitely always reach me directly, okay?
Okay.
And then, so it did go through. That card went through. So I will go ahead and have you sign your invoice. Let's see if it came to you. So it should have come to you automatically just now. It says, hi, Nate, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
I do.
Okay, great. So do me a favor and open up that link for me. It says mylocalsplash.com. This is everything we discussed in writing. You can go ahead and look this over. Take your time. Now, when you're done checking it out, scroll to the bottom where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. In the little white box, press that, and then in the orange box, type out your name. When you're done with that, press confirm signature and go ahead and let me know, okay?
Okay. Also, after we get started, could I change that number that the automatic payment is going to come out, like once you get like a business account or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. You can change that at any time. Even if you need to change, you know, the date that you make payment, you know, whatever it may be, those are, we always will work with you on things like that, for sure.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay. So I clicked that checkbox and did the signature, and you said just confirm signature after we read it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Is that the rest?
Yeah, yes.
It's just like what they're... Mm-hmm. Huh.
What is this workspace? Do you guys offer Google Workspace?
We sure do, yeah. These are all the things that we offer. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I already have Google Workspace, so maybe we can cancel that and just use this one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I would suggest that we didn't necessarily go over for you guys, too, would be where it says LSA. I would really highly suggest doing that. You know, obviously, if you don't want to do that today at some point, this is it's a lead generation service through Google, but it is really one of the best things on Google right now. And basically, the major benefit in the leads is that they're only sent to you. You don't share them with other companies. And if they're calling outside of your service area about something you don't do, you'll actually be credited back for that lead. But with Google Guaranteed, they're actually guaranteeing your work. So they're offering the client up to $2,000 of insurance for choosing you, and they're saying you're a reputable company. So this okay. would put you on Google at the very top, right under the search bar. And it's really competitive for electricians. So, you know, this, I would really say at some point, you definitely should look into Google Guaranteed with us. With that, it's a $250 application fee. The application does take about 4 to 6 weeks to process. I would have to look at what your lead fees would be if you're interested. Do you want me to find out what that would be?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on. Let me check this out. Hold on. So, for the lead fees, okay. Oh, it's actually not bad at all for your lead fees. Let's see here. So, okay, so the leads would be $24 a lead. The first month that you do this, after the 4 to 6 weeks is processed, then it would be a minimum monthly budget of $313. That will be for 13 leads. Your leads will always stay $24 a lead. So if you get higher paying jobs, it's not going to be more for that lead. It will always be $24. So with the 313, let's say you take on one lead. So you guys do have the ability to pause your leads. And going into the following month, if you only took on one lead, then the following month it would only be $24. So the remaining 313 rolls over into the next month.
Okay.
So with that, you know, it's like there's no contracts too with the Google Guaranteed or LSA, which actually stands for Local Service Ads. But there's no contracts with it. Basically, if you decided you didn't want to do the LSA or Google Guaranteed any longer, then you just tell them, I want to run out my 13 leads, my minimum monthly. It'll run out, and then you'll stop. So,
okay.
you know, but you always do have the ability to add more leads if you want. So let's say you wanted, you know, 37 leads for the month. Then it would be $888. So $888 for that month. So you can always add leads on, but you can't lower them. They'd always have to be that 13, unless you pause them.
Okay. Right.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Okay, so I did the signature, and now I'm at the username and password screen.
Yeah, so go ahead and bookmark that. You'll also be emailed all of this, but that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. That I told you about, the customized tracking and reporting system that you'll get. So you'll
right.
get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. Okay?
Okay.
So you guys are all good to go, though. I'm really grateful to be the first person to welcome you guys to the Local Splash family. I know you're going to love the program. So did you guys have any other questions at all?
No. So just kind of keep an eye out for emails and stuff, right?
Yeah, well, so tomorrow you'll have your client interview from 10 to 11, okay? So just look out for that for tomorrow.
All right.
So,
okay.
And then they'll go through everything extra with you. Any questions you guys have, just, you know, definitely make sure to ask them, and then you'll get all set up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks,
Jesse. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.